never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go. Go, Johnny, go.
Woo! It's Sunday night. This is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Claire. John McDonough, the Captivist, is down at the iHeartMedia Studios in Tribeca, New York, along with JFK Mike. And me? I'm broadcasting remotely from Rockefeller Center, watching skaters. That's a form of transportation, isn't it? Especially after an ice storm and the snow we had last week. So, JFK Mike, how's the traffic and what's happened at LaGuardia and the hotline and everything since Gridlock Sam was on last week?
Well, Gridlock Sam did a... I could see a difference at LaGuardia Airport, so Gridlock Sam did, in fact, straighten out some of the gridlock at LaGuardia Airport, so they're doing a lot better. And as far as JFK, they, for whatever reason, they've hired a lot of rude new dispatchers, so hopefully we can get into that later in the show. But Gridlock Sam, I did see the magic of Gridlock Sam at LaGuardia
week. And they have nude dispatches at JFK?
Apparently they had, not nude, new, new. It's too cold.
Oh, well, when you say new and the next word has a D, it sounds like, never mind.
Yeah. Well, that's the new security, so they can't take any bribes. All right? Yeah.
Maybe when the weather gets a little warmer, but I don't know. But they're rude with a D, yes.
Well, we also got a report during the week from taxi driver. He actually thanked Gridlock Sam and thanked all of you guys for bringing to light that hotline, and said that now the hotline is working perfectly and it's updated the way it's supposed to be. So that's great at LaGuardia. You guys can call the hotline. Mike, what's the hotline number at LaGuardia? Do you know it?
Yes, the hotline number is, you know what the hotline number is? John, say something clever. I'm going to find out.
I just like watching you squirm when Dave asks you a question that you really should know.
Well, you knew it last week. We'll
and
get
you
got to
see him, Dave, going through his pockets, his shirts. He's going. He's pulling out notes out of here and notes out of there. And he's going into Jackie Gleason mode. Humna. The $64,000. Play the piano. What?
The LaGuardia. Let's see. I don't want to give you the wrong number. I don't want to give you like my ex-girlfriend's number.
You so see,
let me
folks, see. We're the number one show at this time slot in all of New York City because we're down to earth, we're real guys, we make it humorous and informative.
Right.
Now, John McDonough is also known as the Captivist. In fact, the last week he played up in White Plains and also in Boston. How'd that go for you, Johnny?
Well, I'll just read you a quick review. Last night's story from special guest John McDonough was definitely the highlight of the night. Between John's deadpan and hysterically told story and video clips, I couldn't stop laughing. The look on Fox News' anchor Neil Cavuto's face as he listened to John just before he was chased out of the studio by the half the staff of Fox Television. So they're bringing me up to do the show three times, and anybody wants to know about 1 hour of 40 years of driving a cab in a one-man play, you go to Cabtivist, CABTIVIST.com, and you can see certain clips. But my most famous clip was going on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Television. So if you just type in John McDonough, Fox Television, you will see my career there of 1 minute and 50 seconds.
In a few minutes, we'll have Matt Dawes on the show. He's the former New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission chairman, the longest reigning TLC chairman. We'll have him on in a few minutes. We'll also talk about the MTA fare increase, a recall of the ultimate driving machine. There's, you know, New Yorkers, there's $14.5 billion in unclaimed funds. We'll talk about that in the top 10 complaints in New York City. But we're at the beautiful Rockefeller Center. What could I say? Now, Johnny, sometimes there are small bridges connecting Brooklyn and Queens. And a lot of people don't know this. And it really messes up traffic. In Greenpoint, there's some, in Long Island City. So you had a story about bridges connecting Brooklyn and Queens.
We have this new era of technology here in the city. I was going down Metropolitan. I live in Middle Village in Queens, so I was heading into Brooklyn. So I take Metropolitan Avenue to go into Williamsburg and then get on the BQE. So I was going down during the week. I'm one block away from the Metropolitan Avenue bridge, and it goes up. Now, this to me is unbelievable. There should be an amber alert for bridges, particularly the Mill Basin Bridge on the Bell Parkway. There's one on the Hutchinson River Parkway. That should go out to everyone in the city that wants to be in the transportation business to alert us. This bridge is going up. You're going to waste a half hour going down on the Bell Parkway or whatever. I talked to a friend of mine, Johnny Sexton from Sunnyside. He's a retired fireman. He says, I'll tell you how bad it is. He was coming down Greenpoint Avenue, going to a fire in Long Island City from Greenpoint. He was going to make a left on McGinnis Boulevard, and the bridge is up. He can't get to Long Island City to the fire. He had to make a right on McGinnis Boulevard and get on the BQE and go over to Kosciuszko Bridge. Lives were in danger because the fire department didn't know that the bridge was going up, the Pulaski Bridge that connects Long Island City and Greenpoint. So the city of New York really has to come up with some sort of alert, an app that cabbies can download, the fire department, the police department, that alerts you. Stay away, bridge is going up in 10 minutes, so you can reroute where you're going. I mean, it's not that hard. It might have been tough 10 or 20 years ago. In this day and age, it is ridiculous that we do not know the Metropolitan and the Mill Basin Bridge on the Bell Parkway. To have that go up when you're going to Kennedy Airport to catch a flight, ridiculous.
You know, when we have the governor on again, we're going to ask him to appoint you definitely the Commissioner of Transportation for all of New York State.
I'm
second.
Ready to serve, yes. Governor Cuomo. I'm just waiting for the phone call.
Got some breaking news. The LaGuardia hotline for cabbies.
Jackie Gleason, go ahead.
We're
Swanee
the
River,
okay.
The $64,000 question.
The LaGuardia hotline is 866-296-2238. Again, that's 866-296-2238. That's to see cabbie information at LaGuardia. And for JFK, it's 800-695-0201. Again, JFK, 800-695-0201.
Let us know at JFK, anybody out there, if that hotline is actually working and up to date now. Our phone number here at the show is 800-321-0710. We're throwing a lot of numbers at you. That's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. It's a live show, and right now, the longest-reigning TLC chairman in the history of New York City, currently a professor at CUNY. He's also the president of the International Association of Transportation Regulators. Boo. And he's currently a partner in the law firm of Windels, Marks, Lane, and Mittendorf. Matt Dawes, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave. How are you and friends?
Yeah.
Must bring back memories being at Rock Center with the Today Show, eh?
That's right. Actually, Matt Dawes is responsible for me being on the Today Show. He was down there with me during the whole thing also. And you were actually on the show, too, with me.
That's right. That's right. I ate out of the same fork that Katie Couric was eating out of when we did the cooking show. I guess they ran out of forks. Yeah, you were great. You were the best host ever. And I think, first of all, it was no question you were the only person on our list. When they asked us, who bleeds yellow? Who knows this industry better than anyone? Who could put the best face on the industry? It was Taxi Dave.
So let me
and I
set
think
this up.
Before they called you Taxi Dave.
You know, let me set this up for you. Katie Couric traded places with Jay Leno, and Jay Leno was on the day before me. And I traded places with Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer drove a cab, and I hosted the Today Show. My ratings were higher than Jay Leno's. And they squash that as soon as they can. You know, there was a little article about it, and all of a sudden it disappeared, and no one talked about it anymore. How can a cab driver do better than Jay Leno? And that's why I'm on the Taxi Dave Show tonight, folks.
You know, Taxi Driver is doing better than everybody. He's the number one show talker show on Sunday night, so Taxi Dave in the house.
Hey, there we go.
Dave, you may have to save the Today Show. I'm sure when Matt retires, you'll be the one they pick. and you should be. And with the ratings keep going the way it is, you probably it'll be a fait accompli.
So let me say this in Jimmy Breslin language. What's going on?
Oh, what isn't going on? I think the number one thing we need to be concerned about is this this upstate TNC bill, which has been floating around. I know you indicated you had the governor on in a prior show, Dave. I think it's really important that everyone in the industry understand that if this law passes the way I think they want it to, the governor's bill, it's a real problem. There's no way to enforce the law. We're going to see Ubers and Lyfts getting registered with no insurance or less insurance than taxis and limos. They're going to be staging in Nassau and Westchester. Reciprocity, by the very fact of this bill passing, will be out the window. And they'll just be picking up in New York, and there's no way to stop them. You can't stop a straight-plated vehicle.
So
the bill
let me just tell
proposed.
Our listeners what reciprocity means, that the county of New York has a reciprocal agreement with other counties, so we can drop off and pick up there, and they can drop off and pick up here, or at least drop off in the different counties.
Right.
Is that correct, Matt?
Yeah, you can drop off under state law in, you know, if you're a taxi driver in New York, yeah, in Westchester and Nassau. The key thing about reciprocity is there's a mirror image of our regulations in Nassau, Westchester, and New York. It was many years in the making to stop a border war that was going on. And it allows you, if you're a Westchester permit holder, to pick up in New York and go back to Westchester or any other destination. It never allows point-to-point pickup.
So
but that's going to be out the window. I mean,
the way the law is written, the way the governor wants it, you know, I've said here, your grandmother, on her way to get to go to the doctor's office, can pick up fares in her car. Also, the way it's written right now, there's a very good possibility that a vehicle may not have insurance, that the driver may not have a license, that if they and the gap is this. It says that you have your private car, you don't have to change license plates. They're going to give you a decal. And you, if when you're not working for an app company, you use your regular insurance, like we all do on our passenger cars. But when you click onto Uber and you're going to pick up a fare, or you have the fare, and when you drop off the fare, you're covered under their insurance. The one thing they're forgetting is how many of these people do things off the books. They don't want to pay Uber 25%. So they make a deal with the passenger, or the passenger likes the driver or likes the car and says, you know what, they don't have to use Uber, pick me up. And during that time, there's a horrific accident. Guess what? Uber's not covering them because he wasn't on an Uber call, and his private insurance isn't covering him because he was using it as a commercial vehicle. That's why the commercial insurance in New York City is superior to any of this nonsense throughout the country. Okay? Some of these app companies have conned some of the 27 states into believing this is an economic stimulator. And what it really does is it replaces full-time drivers, full-time companies that have been around for decades, with part-time drivers. Not only that, it doesn't address the accessible disabled problem. Right, Matt?
You're 100% right. In fact, these laws were created to give an unfair playing field advantage to the TNCs. It was a hostile takeover of the industry that they planned. This has nothing to do with technology. I think we all know that. This bill, I think anyone and everyone who's involved should speak up about it. There is no way to enforce it if it passes. You're going to have Ubers and Lyfts with the less insurance, less driver vetting. I've heard of drivers being on the road within 30 minutes of contacting Uber. 30 minutes! We'll be picking up in New York, doing point-to-point work. The law, if it passes, will not be able to stop anybody from doing this. Could you just imagine cops pulling over cars? First of all, they can't pull the car over, right, because it's a straight plate vehicle. And the law allows you to have a removable Uber sticker, not a special plate. There's no penalties that are significant. The right to seize the car is out the window because of a court decision. And could you just imagine if they do pull over the car because they see someone getting in, asking a passenger to see their
cell
phone?
The assembly
also is saying that you can't get access at the TLC to their data. So how could you possibly enforce it? It is an attempt to deregulate the industry, and they're going to have all of their drivers less vetted, staged, and licensed in Nassau, Westchester, and above. They're going to be coming into New York City, and they're going to completely decimate the market. They're going to cut prices, and the taxi industry has been doing not as bad, frankly, David. I mean, the new stats show that, you know, trips are only down over the last year about 10.5%.
Well, you actually were quoted on Fox News as saying that you don't believe Uber is killing the taxi business at all. Is that true?
They're not killing it. They're killing the black car industry. But if this bill passes, they could very well kill or hurt significantly the taxi industry if they are allowed to not have the laws enforced against them and to get unlicensed drivers. Now it could hurt them more than they are now. But frankly, I don't think what's happened is catastrophic for the cab industry. We're hurting. I think the industry is losing some revenue. They're losing trips. But when you look at the big picture, I mean, whoever says somebody who has a 9% drop in revenue is going out of business, it's just foolish to say that the cab industry is going out of business. And they never will, because...
So is there hope, to change these bills to make them less detrimental to the New York City
yes.
black car and taxi industry?
Yes. I think if the bills were changed to, first of all, allow... First of all, we have to draw the line at the Metropolitan Transportation District, okay? Truly upstate New York. We should not have Nassau and Westchester included in this. They should be exempt, and we should go further north than that. If this is truly an upstate bill, you know, I think it's a bad idea to have a separate TNC category, of course, but if it is going to happen, I think that the same insurance that's offered up there should be offered to our yellow friends in Buffalo. They should be accorded the same opportunity to compete. They should not have to have more... I think they should have more stringent background checks for Uber and Lyft upstate than the bill allows. But if you are going to offer the insurance product, it should be available to the limos and taxis upstate. But I think the whole bill is a bad idea. The system is working well. New York City is the only city in the world, frankly, where they were held accountable to get licensed like everybody else. Now, of course, as you know, there's not a completely level playing field. There's MTA taxes that aren't being paid. There's all sorts of things. But when you look at other cities and states, they were very successful, obviously. They're the biggest transportation company in New York City history. They're very successful getting licensed like everybody else. Why do we need to cut these corners? Unfortunately, it's just a market takeover, pure politics, and it's more about a company benefiting itself and being greedy than it is about actually...
What a surprise there. Thank you, Matt, for that update. You know, speaking of bills, I'm going to change gears a little locally in New York City. There were two bills that were passed by the city council this week, actually. They were passed to hopefully stimulate the sales of medallions, even though the price has dropped a bit. Do you have any comments on those bills?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, certainly you were influential in getting the word out about what needs to be done with those bills. And what makes the bills good is it really deals with the reality of the situation that individual owners are, you know, under the Haas Act, were required to drive. I think the thinking was back then that owners were the best, people to have behind the cabs.
Right.
But, you know, as you know, as time went on, the standards were increased for everybody. And everybody became a better driver. So the rationale for having a different type of ownership may have gone out the window. So these laws allow, while the market is in flux, and I do believe the market's going to come back, and it may not be where it was, but I think it will come back and survive. We will see people being able to continue to run the medallions, even if they're facing some difficult times. And I just, you know, shed a dose of reality on this. These bills will be helpful. They will allow medallions to remain on the road if there's a foreclosure or somebody's unable to pay their bills. But when you look at the economics, there may be some people who are having trouble getting drivers behind the wheel and they're not able to pay their bills. But for the most part, if you're a good cab driver and you're working the requisite number of hours, you should be able to make money. The average fare in the last year went up about 20 cents per trip.
That's what happens when you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. The average ride, I think, went up about 2 minutes. I know you had Sam Schwartz on last week, and, to say that Uber is not creating traffic problems is absolutely ludicrous.
That's what he said.
You know, and I hope that when the mayor is reelected, that they revisit that McKinsey report, because it was a complete disaster. And that report basically concluded there's no impact upon traffic because we don't have the data to prove it. I mean, I did a report, which is published in NYU Law School's journal, which I can get to you, which shows that even with conservative estimates, there's over a million tons of carbon dioxide put into the environment per day in just New York, and the traffic has gone up. So even if you make certain assumptions based upon the increase in vehicles, you cannot say with surge pricing and all the incentives to work during rush hour that Uber is giving to its drivers that this traffic mess everywhere in the city is not primarily caused by them. It is one of many factors, but certainly Uber has really impacted everybody. I mean, think about all the jobs and all the people that are late for work, late for their meetings, and could you absolutely quantify in any way, shape, or form, the huge losses that are wreaked upon the economy. Whenever traffic increases, you know, people are late for work. Every company loses business. You know, we need to take a look at the traffic situation. We need to look at some type of growth limitations on huge companies that have 50,000 or more vehicles. I mean, that needs to be revisited, and hopefully we can in the next year. Especially since, you know, some of the people who wrote the report are now contradicting themselves and putting out statements saying, now that we have the data, we were wrong, which is a whole other story.
Matt Dawes?
But look, things aren't that bad. Look, everyone's going to be taking yellow cabs for the next 100 years, in my opinion. You can't get an
All
Uber
right.
faster than a yellow cab. Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right.
Long live rock and roll. Okay. Long live the taxi industry.
Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And this was a discussion with Matt Dawes, former and the longest reigning TLC chairman in the history of New York City, and right now a partner with the law firm of Windels, Marks, Lane, and Mittendorf. Matt Dawes, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your points of view and giving us some hope all around, and you know, the bottom line with what's going on in Albany and the apps, the TNCs, the bottom line with what's going on in New York City and how you feel the future is. It's encouraging, and I thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Matt.
Great. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, buddy.
Keep the faith.
Yep.
Take care. My gosh. So what do you think, Mike?
Well, let's put it this way. When Matt Dawes was running the show, all this hoopla about immigration, you had first-generation cab drivers buying a medallion at an auction direct from the city for, let's say, $200,000 or $300,000. And during Matt's reign, that medallion that the first-generation immigrant bought from the city went up in the course of 8 or 10 years to about $900,000. And now, with this Uber mumbo-jumbo...
I should have bought one. A lot of American dreams were made.
Waiting
for mine.
Well, you and me both. But a lot of American nightmares, unfortunately, with all this Uber mumbo-jumbo. And the city hasn't even been able to sell $2 or $3 billion worth of medallions.
Anyway, John?
No, I just listened to you talking about this law that's going up in Albany about how Uber now will not need a plate where you see the T on it, but have a removable sticker. What happens with the inspection? Because what's going on now is you have two industries. We have the yellow cab industry, which is regulated by the city of New York, and you have Uber, which is not regulated by anyone. They could just do whatever they want. The yellow cab, we got the Woodside Inspection Station. What is it, every 3 months, Mike?
4 months.
Every four months. Will that woman who drops her kids off in Nassau County coming into Queens or Brooklyn, will she, her passenger car, will that have to go to the Woodside Inspection Station?
No, they're upstate. They have the one annual inspection. That's the way it is. That's the way it will be.
And, Dave,
it's a private car, remember?
Right. Yeah, but this is ridiculous. Why is it
ridiculous?
The yellow cab industry is regulated to death now, and Uber is changing their business plan every week? We want it higher, the prices.
The
we want it lower.
No matter what you read, yellow cabs are the safest. The drivers are vetted. And no matter who you speak with, real New Yorkers know, oh, yeah, I put my kids in the yellow cab. Oh, you know, I go out at night, I take a yellow cab. Why? Because I don't have to worry.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Dave,
and Spencer, hold on. Spencer just skated up here. He wants his mom to know he's okay with Aunt Dana. Okay. Thank you, Spencer. Have a nice time skating. Okay. Unbelievable.
Very good.
Okay.
Real quick, could I ask something, Dave? Just want to jump in. With the insurance aspect, the upstate car owner who might be doing this is paying sometimes $600 or $700 a year, What does the insurance company say when this same driver in that same car is now picking up group rides for Uber in Midtown Manhattan? Isn't that going to rocket their insurance to like $9,000 a year?
You're asking the wrong guy.
That's a good question.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. There's a lot of gaps and a lot of questions that have to be resolved before this thing could pass. That's why it didn't pass the last session
right up
in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real quick, before we go to a break, there's been an MTA fare increase starts today. The fares for buses and subways went up 25 cents to $2.75. The 30-day Metro card is up $4.50 to $116.50. The weekly Metro card is up $1 to $31 from $30. Easy Pass is up about 21 cents to $5.54 across like the RFK Bridge. And you take trains in, hey, you think you're not going up? Long Island Railroad, Metro North, up 4%. Altogether, from all these increases, the MTA is going to make an additional $210 million. And we have a caller, Brother Ben, about the fare hike. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Right. Good evening, everybody. Congratulations, Taxi Dave. You accomplished a great deal in Albany.
Well, I wish I did, but I accomplished it in New York City. Thank you.
Now, I have another question.
Claim
how come the
anyway.
Subways and bus and bridges and tunnels and tolls are so expensive? Cause it's a Shonda. It's no good. I don't like it. Terrible.
Do you take buses and subways?
I take the trains. Yes, I do.
And does it? So how does it affect you?
I take it every day, but it's expensive. It's a lot of money.
Okay. Are you on a fixed income?
No, let the mayor handle it. De Blasio or Pendergast, let them handle it. That's it.
Thank you, Brother Ben.
Right.
Appreciate it. I mean, you know, for people who go to work every day, it doesn't sound like much, but a quarter here, a quarter there. You take a bus and a train. It's 50 cents each way. It's $1 a day. You know, it's $25 a month. And there are people who don't make a lot of money in New York City. You know, we have the wealthy. Oh, yes, the millionaires. Millionaire's tax has gone up tremendously. In fact, before we go to a break, I'll just tell you some of the things up in Albany that are being discussed in the budget talks. One is the millionaire surcharge. The New York City and the governor wants to add an additional surcharge. Do you know that the number of millionaires in New York City went up 69% in the last few years? So there's a lot of millionaires here, and of course, they don't want to pay more, but that's the price you pay for living in New York City. And one of the other things the governor wants to do in the budget talks is pay raises for direct care workers. Now, direct care workers are very important. And let me tell you a story about a friend of mine who took his elderly grandfather to an exclusive senior independent living lifestyle home. And this one boasted a nurse. Just in case, in every place, there's a nurse in the computer lounge, a nurse in the dining rooms, nurse in the library. They even had a nurse in their own theater, believe it or not. So after lunch, my friend's grandfather asked, you know, can I sit in the seats in the theater? And he sat down. He started leaning to the right. Nurse came right over and straightened him out. Then he started leaning to the left. And the nurse came right over and straightened him out.
For 5 seconds, behave like a human being!
We are a classy show, folks. Only in New York City.
Oh, that's pretty good.
If we can make you laugh and we can give you information you don't get anywhere else, we've done our job.
Good.
JFK Mike, the Captivist, John McDonough, myself, Taxi Dave. So when we come back, we'll talk a little more about, if you want, our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. We have some recalls coming up. Some emails are starting to come in. And stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Giffen has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
The Taxi Dave Show is back in the iHeart Radio Studios. It's John McDonough and JFK Mike.
Yes.
I'm broadcasting live from Rockefeller Center with Claire and all the ice skaters here. A little distracting, but what can I tell you? We talked about the MTA. Let me just throw some recalls at you. 121,700 BMWs. Got a lot of the Xs for 2011 through 2013, the X5s, all kinds. 2011 through 2014s, the X6s, all kinds, and the 2011 hybrids. The water and debris may enter the front drive shaft universal joint, causing excessive wear and the possibility resulting in the joint's failure. Okay, that's the universal joint. That's an important thing. That makes the car move. So that recall is expected to begin on April 24th. And one of the others that I didn't mention, I don't know if there are any, well, let's see here, 341,000 Nissan Altima vehicles, 2015 through 2017. The rear door latch, lowering the window, may cause the door to open. Well, that's pretty good. Somebody opens the window in the back, a kid, and the door opens. So there's no recall date, but that's 341,000 recalls on the Nissan locks, hinges. And then for any of you folks that happen to have Maseratis who listen to the Taxi Dave Show, about 11,000 2014 and 15 quadruports and Ghiblis, fuel lines may leak fuel. That's a problem. And that's why that recall is in effect right now. And also about 39,000 Maseratis, the front seats, if you adjust them, the seat wiring harness could possibly have a short if it rubs. So there you go. Roughly, what do we have here? About 500,000, something like that. Recalls only on the Taxi Dave Show, folks. Okay. Here's an interesting email, and I guess I'll read it the way it was written. This is about an irate taxi driver from New York City. You know what a runner is, Mike?
Yes.
And here it is. I'll just read it the way it is. I just got screwed by a scamming passenger from New York, picked up First Avenue and 12th Street to Hawthorne, New Jersey, round trip. At our return to the city, he ran out. Spread the word.
Yay! Well, I'll tell you, that's like the high priest of runners right there. I would have got a few bucks up front for sure, but... Oh, I guess older ones, because I think you can ask for money up front.
If you're going out of town, yeah.
Yeah, but $300 cab ride, it's like, listen, you got to give me a little bit more than blind faith. But that's a horror story for sure.
Did that ever happen to you guys?
How much time we got left? I have about 100 stories. You want to go first, John?
Well, I took a guy out to Brooklyn. You know, he's got his bag. He got some sort of bag. I don't know. It probably is dope. And he goes, I'm going up into that building. I'll be right out. Yeah, that was the last I seen. I'm still waiting outside that building. That was about 5 years ago. Dave, unfortunately, you get that all the time because there's no use to robbing yellow cab drivers. We hardly carry any cash anymore. Everything's credit card. So the number one thing right now would be running. They'd be jumping out, you know, and running into the buildings and just not coming out or saying, oh, I got my money upstairs, you know, just wait here. So not only are you losing time, you've lost the fare, you're waiting, hoping this guy comes out. And then what do? You call the cops? You don't know what apartment building he went into. So, I mean, you just got to take it up as a really quick loss and move on.
You know, that's one thing with this fare increase hearing on April 6th. If they could do something to let the cabbies get deposits or get prepaid on some of these longer trips, like something about taking a deposit for $20 and over trips, that would be great. That would be part of a fare increase that I would like, is just to be able to get some money up front. And by the way, Dave, speaking of things, would it be okay if I mentioned nyctaxinews.com? I know how much that annoys you when
no.
I say nyctaxinews.com.
You know what? I really wouldn't appreciate you mentioning nyctaxinews.com.
Okay, so I will not mention nyctaxinews.com anymore. Promise.
And what don't you want them to read? What's on that website that we want no one to read?
I don't want them to read the latest version of the Taxi Insider newspaper.
There we go.
Yes, and if they can't read, they can look at the pictures, by God.
Okay. Speaking of money, New York State set a national record for the third consecutive year for the most unclaimed funds returned in 1 year. That's $452 million. So far, the comptroller's office has a total of $14.5 billion. So according to the comptroller, there's more than $35 million in unclaimed funds accounts, some dating back to the 1940s. And you should know there is a lot, excluding New York City, the next largest is Long Island. There's $326 million and 591,000 accounts. Then Nassau, $240 million, 524,000 accounts, and Westchester over 250 million with like a half a million accounts. Erie County is next, Monroe County. So all of this money is sitting there. And the majority of unclaimed funds actually are from old bank accounts, but they also include stocks or life insurance, uncashed checks, and even gift cards, folks. And state law requires that abandoned money or securities be transferred to the comptroller's office if there's no activity in an account for a period, which is typically 3 years, sometimes 5 years. Comptroller DiNapoli now serves as the custodian of these unclaimed funds, and until they're claimed by the rightful owner. So I don't have a number, Mike, but you need to contact the comptroller's office. You can look it up online, I guess, to find out if someone deceased maybe had life insurance that you didn't know about, or uncashed checks. You thought there were checks, and you wondered what happened to them, and maybe...
Yes, I was expecting a $300 million check the other day. I don't know if it came in yet.
It's mine, Mike.
Okay. Here's a question for... Actually, you know, you send emails. Sometimes you don't get them right away. So this email was a question for Matt Dawes. There's no, let's just see. Come on. I thought this was a push button. Matt Dawes, as an ex-TLC commissioner, what future do you see for the yellow taxi industry? He already answered that. He actually gave us a ray of light and gave us a lot of hope for the future. From Frank, there's no emergency button on the front of my iPhone. In the past, when I found a phone in my cab, emergency calls were available while the phone was locked. So put 911 as the first favorite number in your favorite number list. That's a reminder from Frank. Thank you so much. And this is from Terry. Is the taxi medallion business too big to fail? What do you think, guys?
Nothing is too big to fail. Lehman Brothers, come on. Anything, if it's not watched over, and as I keep bringing up, we're in an industry of transportation. One segment is regulated, the yellow cabs, and the other segment, Uber, changing their business model as a day. Dave, you talked about the prices going up in Subway. You know who that benefits? Uber. Uber will lower its fare and do an advertising campaign cheaper than the Subway, cheaper than the bus. Take Uber. Because they can change their prices and do things while the economy is moving one way or the other. Yellow cab, same button, same drop price, same distance, same thing on the timer. We don't change. It's 50 years, and we're doing the same thing. You're going at 4 in the morning? I got to go for 12 hours till 4 in the afternoon. I mean, the yellow cab industry has to change.
This is one thing I was saying the other day. It's like the lady who says she goes out and works 4 or 5 hours with Uber. I would be hopeful that the taxi industry could look into something like me. I have I'm a card-carrying Zipcar member, and you can take a car for like 4 or 5 hours. It would be interesting to see if the taxi industry, yellow cabs, can get a system where cabbies can go in and rent a cab. They swipe a car for, let's say, 6 or 7 hours, because you go in now for a shift, you have around, what is it, John, like $200 on your back, rain or shine. I mean, that's pretty much
the... Well, the day shift is $120 for the day shift plus gas, so you're at $150.
Right.
You know, the night guys, I don't know how they do it on the weekend.
It's
man.
About like a $175. So yeah. If they could do something more, I would think, to look into, like if you get 4 or 5 hours being able to drive a cab for 4 or 5 hours for this, like the part-timers or retired folks, just a few hours a night when the cab is sitting in the yard anyway, it'll be something to explore.
And Mike, part of the problem, or Dave, part of the problem, what's going on, if we get a chance to talk about that article that was in the New York Times today about these new centers that have opened.
We'll get there after a commercial break. Let's just take a caller before we go to a break. We'll take Tony. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave and guys? Guys, share some things with Uber they're not telling you about. First of all, Uber is losing money big time. That's why they changed the type of car you can use out to 15 years old now, as long as it's a four-door sedan.
Oh, man.
Uber, yeah, no.
15 years?
Up to 15 years. Before, it used to be 4 or 5. The car could actually be 15 years old. They actually lowered the standard down.
Wow.
Seriously, as long as it's a four-door sedan. I've been in some Uber cars where the windshield is cracked, and it's been around a while. The other thing, too, is their biggest competition is Lyft. Lyft is more of West Coast coming on this side, so that's why Uber is lowering its prices. And the drivers are getting screwed, they're not telling you about. Uber has all kinds of surcharges. If a driver, according to the Uber app, doesn't take the proper route and you complain, he gets penalized. You get credited for his stupidity, or her stupidity. They get penalized. Also, too, if they drive too fast, Uber app will tell them and everything else on that. So they're well monitored by Uber, who tries to pinch them every which way.
Wow.
I know this for a fact because I actually talk with Uber guys because my car has been in the shop for about 3 weeks. And I've been taking Uber to Augment there, and I talk with the people from all various backgrounds.
What'd you hit, Tony?
I didn't hit anything. It's called the Jersey State Inspection and Check Engine Light.
Oh, okay. No.
you must have a Ford Crown Victoria.
Yeah, something like that. The Chevy. The thing about it is... So I was talking with the Uber people from all different backgrounds, young, old, all demographics and everything else, and it's very interesting. And here's something else, too, Uber's not telling you. Uber, you're thinking that they really want to crush the cab companies. They don't. What Uber's ultimate goal is, they want to make it where the average American doesn't need a personal car anymore. You want to get around, it's the other part of the transportation component. It's actually kind of like a social engineering project. Now they want you to use mass transit, city bikes, subways. Well, they want you to use Uber, so there's no need for you to have a personal vehicle.
Dun, dun, dun. Not only that, they don't want driverless.
Yeah, and they want driverless cars, too.
That's right.
Right. That'd be something else, too. I'd like to see the insurance companies deal with that.
Finished a 13,000-mile test pilot project, and there needed to be human intervention once a mile. So it's not working out right now.
Yeah.
No, it's not working out right now. And the other thing, too, is a last but with Uber is the fact is that not only, like I said, they want, which is a social engineering there thing with this, but there is an excessive amount. Seriously, I can tell you because I've been working in the city for 40 years. There is more traffic in the city has gotten worse, and everything is an Uber car. Because now, like you said, the way they're licensed, even though you see a T-plate car, it's also basically an Uber car. There's too, I hate to say it. there's actually too many Uber cars in the city. The city is being choked to death.
Right. Yep. 7.5 million square feet of Uber car in the last 4 years. Seven and a half million square feet.
Tony, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it. Let's see. Mike the Mailman just skated by. He says he lives in Hawthorne, skates down here, and drinks in New York City. So happy St. Patty's Day, Mike. And good for you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show on ice. We're at Rockefeller Center. When we come back, we'll try to get all the rest of the calls in. We have some more to talk about. The number one complaints, not top 10 complaints from consumers in New York City. What do you think they are? Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
Maybe that's 'cause it's midnight and the dark of the moon beside. Maybe the dark is from your eyes. Maybe the dark is from your eyes.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at herefordinsurance.com, www.herefordinsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, Taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Hey, that's Johnny Rivers. The Taxi Dave Show is back. Actually, we saw Johnny Rivers Friday night. First thing he came out and said, he was playing, played one of his songs. He said he used to play with Chuck Berry. And, you know, the irony is the next day Chuck Berry passed away. That's why we started with Johnny B. Goode. And he said, people want to see how old I got. He looks younger than I look. Okay, the top 10 complaints. If you are really upset with something in New York City, you call the Department of Consumer Affairs to complain. Guys, you have any idea what's in the top 10 of complaints?
Just overall within the city or transportation or what?
Overall, with anything you deal with in life every day.
I'm going to go with barking dogs.
I go noise complaints about parties or things going on in your apartment block.
The number one complaint is internet services and providers, and security and consumer frauds. Oh, 4,600 complaints. Yeah. Next is automobile contracts, buying, leasing, and repairs.
Uber. Go ahead.
That's about 3,400. And these are only people who actually filled out the reports to complain with consumers. A lot of people never fill out reports. Right, Claire?
Right.
Okay. Then consumer-related services like technology repairs, catering, security systems, about 2,500 complaints. Landlord-tenant disputes, 2,000. Utilities, 1,700 complaints. Credit, debt collection, settlement, etc., 1,600 complaints, number six. Number seven is retail sales. There were 1,200 complaints. Home repair and construction is next. Mortgage loan broker fraud was next. And the last thing is mail order from catalogs. So those are the top 10 complaints in New York City to the Department of Consumer Services. How about that?
Wow.
I bet you didn't know that.
I was way off.
And if you're going on the Breakaway, Norwegian Cruise Lines Breakaway, or you know someone going on there, just say hi. Just say Taxi Dave says hi to the casino manager, Gareth Jones, and I'll buy you a drink. How do you like that? Also want to shout out to Paul's of Times Square. We broadcast there live last week. I want to thank Paul himself and the Battery Gardens the week before. And now Rockefeller Center. I want to thank everyone for letting us broadcast down here. And don't forget to get part of your $14.5 billion in unclaimed funds that New York State is holding. I mean, you probably don't know. You know, somebody deceased probably had a lot of money. And, gee, didn't he have money? It's with the government. Okay? Let me know if you collect any money. What could I say? Somebody just sent me pictures of snow in the bus lanes. Why is there snow in the bus lanes? That means the buses come out of the bus lanes into the lanes of regular traffic. That's not right.
I wish I had a camera to take a picture of and give him a ticket.
Yeah, okay. gee, I forgot about our callers. How about that? Let's just take a caller right now. Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, thanks. I got to check that comptroller's office. Hold on, he might add me to the list of millionaires for this year that you mentioned earlier. And you guys had me laughing with the whole, you know, the runners, people running without paying. You know, my craziest was unexpected was West Village to John and William Street, downtown Manhattan. Didn't expect it. Two younger guys, they just took off and started running, $10 fare.
They were visiting their father at Lehman Brothers.
Exactly. But I just wanted to say real quick, guys, every week, you know, we talk about all these complaints we have about Uber and Lyft and all these people taking advantage of us. April 6th, 33 Beaver Street, TLC sent out an email. They're having a meeting. They want drivers and everyone interested to come in and vote opinions about everything, whether it's pricing, cars in the extra cars on the road, whatever.
Will you be there, Ben?
Inviting drivers to come in. That, you know, every time we're up in arms about something, you don't really see the guys turn out. I want to see that place packed to the gills.
Amen.
Inside, outside.
So write
I want
it,
to
write
see
it
cars.
Down, folks. Write it down. Are you going to be there next week, Ben?
I'm clearing up my plans. Tell the wife, tell the kids. Don't expect me for a few hours. I'm going to be downtown.
I'm going to write it down because I'm going to be there too.
Right. Me too.
Beaver Street, April 6th. And guys, just let them know. Like Dave always says, let them know how you really feel.
That's
but
at
do
10
it in
o'clock
person.
In the morning.
And yep. And guys, it's enough. You know, we need to start getting paid what we should get paid, and you know, stand up for what guys fought for years for the to have fair wages.
Hey, Ben, let me ask you something. Amos just sent me an email. Just saw a New Jersey plate with a Via sticker pick up a street hail on 63rd Street and West End Avenue. Does that aggravate you?
Absolutely, I believe it. And then who knows? That was probably a really good trip too. Yeah. You know, it's a joke what's happening out there, and you know it has to stop. It's the Wild West right now. It really is. I've seen it all and everything in between. And you guys mentioned all the stories. It has to stop. These
guys. What do you think needs to be done?
Number one, to knock these guys out of the park, you gotta hire the wages. You can't let them charge $1.75 a mile and even cheaper with these carpool rides. You know, and the taxi industry, the yellow cab industry, needs to adjust to the times. You know, Uber and Lyft are making it big on carpooling. I know they've tried in the past, but they should try to do something where, you know, they can take advantage of the carpool game as well and, you know, have shared rides and more rides for yellow cabs and just, you know, knock these guys out of business. Because what the guys don't realize is, you know, Uber and Lyft, you're hurting the guys who are driving the yellow and green cabs, who fought hard for years just to make the 250 a mile. You know, we can't regress. We have to progress.
Right.
And April 6th, show up, guys, and just, you know, let them know how you feel. I appreciate it, guys.
Ben, thanks for coming on the Taxi
Great
Dave
call.
Show.
Great call.
Yeah. Oh, this just in. MTA is going to cut all electricity on all the subways to save some money. They're going to go back to steam engines.
Yay!
And you are not allowed to wear white because you'll get very dirty. There you go. What can I say?
I believe.
All right. I want to thank Matt Dawes for coming on the show. John McDonough, JFK Mike, you do a great job as always every week. Thank
My
you.
Brother.
Thank you, listeners, for making us the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights. Thank all you callers. Thank all you emailers. Appreciate everything going on. And we're at Rockefeller Center. Thank you, Rockefeller Center. We got to go now.